Our population this morning is 484. That's 412 males, 72 females. We have 48 with electronic monitoring and only one pending. As far as the jail goes, we're continuing to pray that we will not see the introduction of COVID into that environment. We do have two staff that are currently in quarantine on a possible exposure. Both of them should be coming out in the next 6 days. We have five inmates that are isolated, again, for possible exposure. We do not have a positive tested case in the jail or in our staff. Over the weekend, we were notified by the prison system, TDCJ, that they are no longer taking transfers from county jails. This is a temporary order through the crisis. Does not really impact us that much. We transfer about 30 to 40 a month, and we transferred some last week, but it won't affect us a great deal other than we won't be reducing the population as much. But all in all, we're in good shape.
The ones that have been isolated, have they been tested?
No, do not fit the criteria for testing, just a possible exposure. And in the abundance of caution, they're being isolated.
And the same thing with the two deputies?
Same with the deputies.